All right, let's really unpack something crucial today. Business insurance. It's easy to think, you know, you sign up, you're fully covered. But what if those policies you're leaning on, well, what if they actually have more holes than protection? It's genuinely shocking how many business owners discover this the hard way. Mm-hmm. Maybe a cyber breach wasn't explicitly listed, or that one critical procedure, the one that triggered a claim, turns out it was quietly excluded by some malpractice writer nobody noticed.
That's exactly what we're diving into today, spotting those hidden vulnerabilities. See, we're exploring the work of a company, Anderson Sun Risk Managers, and they're trying to completely change how businesses think about insurance. So, not as just a commodity you buy off the shelf, but like a real strategic advantage. It really boils down to understanding what your coverage doesn't include. And, you know, spotting those gaps before it's way too late.
Right. Okay. The insurance world, it's crowded with agents, right? So what makes Anderson Sun different? How do they approach this compared to the, well, the traditional way?
Well, here's where it gets really interesting. They don't just sell policies. That's not their primary function. Most practices, they just assume they're protected until, you know, a claim hits. And then the paperwork, frankly, it just doesn't hold up. Anderson Sun, instead, they sort of tear existing policies apart. They use what they call a 7-point dissection audit. Think of it like a forensic examination.
Dissection, okay.
Yeah, they break down policies clause by clause, word by word, looking at everything. General liability, property, cyber, malpractice. Scrutinizing it all for hidden limitations or gaps. Their goal is to rebuild protection that actually works when you really need it.
Can you give us an example? Like, how does that 7-point dissection actually play out? It sounds incredibly thorough.
Sure, absolutely. So they had this multi-specialty practice. They'd been told, oh yeah, you've got comprehensive coverage, standard stuff. But when Anderson Sun did their audit, get this, they found 17 different exclusions.
Oh, see.
17, yeah. Things that could have, well, sunk the practice completely if the wrong claim came through. Hmm. There was one particularly quiet little line just buried in there about specific procedures. If a claim related to that had happened, it could have cost them everything. That really shows how fragile comprehensive coverage can sometimes be, you know?
Wow.
And it highlights something important. Insurance isn't static. Your business changes, right? You add new tech, new procedures, maybe your client base shifts. Your old policy might quietly become kind of obsolete in certain areas without you even realizing. Anderson Sun, they bring these blind spots into the light. They provide clarity instead of confusion, oversight instead of, well, oversight.
17 exclusions they didn't even know about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty alarming for any business owner. And, okay, speaking of foundations, the name Anderson Sun, it sounds, well, traditional. Does it hint at a sort of legacy approach, maybe a commitment to protecting things long term, like equity? Is there a story there?
Yeah, for them, Anderson Sun isn't just branding. It really embodies that legacy idea. It signals they're not just transactional. They're in it for the long haul, genuinely.
Yeah.
They're thinking about building protection that grows with your business, across generations even, anticipating future needs, safeguarding your equity, almost like it's their own families. It's a pretty rare perspective these days.
Hmm. That deeper commitment definitely changes the feel.
Yeah.
So let's bring it back to our listeners. Who do they typically work with? What's their sweet spot clientele? And how does that ongoing relationship actually work?
Right. So they specialize mainly in dental and medical practices. That includes DSOs, dental support organizations, and multi-specialty groups as well. Their service kind of works in tiers. Everyone starts with that big, comprehensive risk audit. That's job one, expose the gaps. Then from there, they offer ongoing policy management and strategic oversight, keeping things aligned as the business evolves. And they tap into this huge network. Over 300 standard carriers and maybe 400 non-admitted ones for unique risks. Plus, they partner with one of the nation's largest independent insurance, financial, and HR firms. So it really becomes like a single source solution. You get the coverage and the strategy all together.
Okay, so distilling this down, what's the absolute critical takeaway for everyone listening? It sounds like the main thing isn't necessarily running out to get a new policy right away, but maybe first deeply understanding what your current one won't cover.
Precisely. That's the bottom line. Don't wait for a claim to find out you're not as protected as you thought. Most businesses, they think they're covered right up until the moment a claim is denied. A proactive audit, like the one they do, it can save you from, well, potentially catastrophic surprises down the line.
Makes sense. So if you want to learn more about their strategic approach and how they uncover those hidden risks, you should visit AndersonSunRisk.com.
That's right, AndersonSunRisk.com.
Remember, when it comes to protecting your business, Sometimes the devil really is in the details you don't even know exist.